If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Because I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams. Yo, what up, dietitians? I'm glad you're still dietitians. It's been quite a while. I'm gonna actually provide a formal apology right now. I believe on my last episode, I had to say, excuse me, I'm gonna be, like, slacking off on the show because I joined a band. I'm pretty sure is what I said. I joined a band. That was my excuse for being lazy on the show. Okay, I'm gonna talk closer to the mic because I could tell my intro right there, I was, like, too far away from the mic, so I don't want to restart the recording and, like, remove the somewhat live aspect of the show, so I'm going to just talk closer to the mic now. So forgive me for two things. Forgive me for being a little too quiet at the beginning, and forgive me for taking too much time off, please. Yeah, I did join a band for a while, and, like, this is weird. I don't even want to say it, because I joined a band, dude. That's what you say in junior year. I'm an adult now. What do I call it? I gotta say, I was trying to do some music with some people. When do you know if it's a band? When you have a band name? I'm in a band all the time then, because there's at least 18 potential band names floating around in my mind at all times, just in case it happens. But I can use them right now. I can use it today. I'll start a band today with myself. There I go again. I'm not a kid anymore. I can't say I'm just starting a band. I'm starting a musical thing, but that's worse. That's unclear. I've never been someone who accepts gray area. It has to be right, wrong, 0%, 100%, black or white. You know, I gotta be able to label whatever something is. I don't even like taking my temperature because my digital readout says, like, 98.3. And in my mind, I'm like, 98.3 what? It's not over. 98.3? There's so many more decimal points beyond the 3 that need to be filled in. So, but I can guarantee one thing. Whatever's after the 3 is lower than 5. That's like one of two things I remember from math, you know. If it's over 5, you round up. So there's just too much gray area in life. Who agrees? I mean, the gray area is getting ridiculous. I mean, right now we're in the basketball playoffs, the conference finals. So it's a game 7 series. There's too much gray area. One team wins 2, the next team wins 1, the next team wins 1, the next team wins 2. And then it's a game 7. So whoever wins next is better? What the hell? What is that? That's why are we... people are getting paid millions of dollars over this formula. We don't even know who the best is. We could make it a 100-game series and try to and round up. That's not enough, though, because there could be... What if it's a 200-game series? What if the other team would win a 200-game series? There's too much gray area. That's how I feel about it. So back to my apology. Yeah, I took too much time off from the show. I was trying to, like, do this band thing, and, like, the sickening thing was it was beautiful music. The more sickening thing was that it was never going to work due to social lives. That's fucking depressing. I'm saying something depressing in an excited voice. I don't know There's the gray area again. So it was never going to work due to social lives. You know, one of the guys was really just trying to, like, I don't know, make his girlfriend, like, really happy or something. I don't know how the fuck to explain it. Like, dude, can't you just be in a relationship and play music with me? Can't you just, like, tell her, oh, it's music day? I'm obviously single because that doesn't work, does it? And the other guy was a cool dude. Like, he had some sort of minor roadblocks that prevented him from necessarily, like, committing completely. I'm not pissed at either one of these people, okay? Because I was flawed, too. Just by virtue of being alive and my name not being Jesus. So I'm going to forgive both of them. But the other guy, like, oh, yeah, I'm great at drums and stuff, but I have back problems, so we can't really play all the time when my back hurts. And I have a no gray zone. I'm like, then why am I playing at all? Why am I doing it? Why are we even doing this if we're all fucking quitters, pretty much? I wouldn't call myself the quitter, but this is what I was. I'm sure in, like, the eyes of the other two people, I was like, I guess one word could be, like, demanding or bossy. Maybe I was bossy. I was overambitious or something. I was, like, hard to get along with because I, like, have crazy high standards and these other people have actual lives where they have shit going on and important stuff happening outside of this potential band. And I'm just like, no, I have nothing else to look forward to in my life. Sorry for peaking the meters right there. I have to fix this. I got to turn the inputs down or something right now. Okay, please don't turn off the show because I just peaked the meters right there. I'm going to try to get the sound quality a little bit better. How's that? Is that still loud enough? Or am I... Now I'm trailing off. Where's the perfect click zone? Why is there too much gray area in this knob as I'm twisting this knob right here? So I had nothing to look forward to. So, of course, like, every free moment I had, like, I just wanted to do the music. And I'm so black and white, I couldn't do the show and the music because I was like, oh, if I try to do the show, it's going to take from the music. What's wrong with me?
You are listening to the Strange Diet Broadcast. Keep it locked down every week for your own personal taste of Radio Liberty and subscribe on iTunes, the Windows Store, or your favorite web browser. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangediet for other subscription options and join the Dietitian Coalition.
Dietitians, you know what, though? I really believe I learned my lesson through all that stuff. I believe my lesson is I can't count on anybody. I can't count on anybody and expect someone else to lead me to success or follow me to success or to empower me to success or to help me get to success. I might have said that already. So I'm relying on myself now. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to quit the show anymore or, you know, take a break from the show no more, because since the beginning of the show, I always knew this kind of effort and endeavor. Like, I can count on myself to put forth a quality program. And that's just the way it's going to be now. So thank you, dietitians, the ones that are still around, the ones that are still listening. And, thanks again. You know, when I have co-hosts and all that stuff, you know, I'm not really depending on them because sometimes they don't show up, believe it or not. So that's my lesson learned. And that kind of reminds me of why I even began to do the show in the first place. I remember back in 2011 when I discovered what a podcast was. I'd heard the word for, you know, at least a couple years. But I was, like, kind of slow. Plus, I was a little younger. I was, like, slow behind, like, different technological, like, things or something. Like, different... I mean, you have iPods coming out. Then you got, well, first you had, like, MP3 players. Well, actually, first you had iPods. Then you had spin-off MP3 players. Then you had MP3 download clients, which was actually first. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, people start talking about webcast, videocast, podcast. And I'm like, hold on. I just got a flip phone. I mean, so I was like a couple years down the road before I actually was like, oh, this is a podcast? I hate that fucking word, too. I don't even like the fucking word podcast. Can we call it like internet-based radio program? Podcast, you can't even say that word to someone and expect them to know what it means. So fuck that word. But I'm going to use it because now we all know what it means. That's why I started the show, because I finally discovered what a podcast was and thought it was such a sweet idea. Like, this is rad. Like, you mean there's like now an infinite number of radio channels for me to choose from? I'm not stuck with fucking the local shit that I'm always stuck with that suck, and with the DJs are like too damn old or something. I don't know. They're like volunteer people. That like, you don't have to pay me to give effort, but the volunteers on the local radio, like, I would rather listen to like birds chirping. That's not true. I mean, they try, but they try. They're just not entertaining. And you know what? I'm only speaking about one local radio because I only live in one city. For athletes who live in multiple cities, I would be confident in saying there are radio DJs that are cool, but I can't find them. So anyways, I found out what a podcast was. I was like, sweet, I don't have to listen to this fucking garbage anymore from the local radio stations. I can go find some good shit. And to my chagrin, or I'm not sure what chagrin means. Is chagrin the good one or the bad one? Like, can I say to my chagrin and then say something bad, or do I have to say to my chagrin and then say something good? I think, no, chagrin is probably the good one because the word grin is in chagrin. So to my unchagrin, I couldn't find anything good. So I discovered what podcast was. I was like, fuck, even all these are really bad. I have to change that. So I created my own podcast. I still hate that word. And I like didn't know what to call it. But I wanted it to like make sense, and I called it the Strange Diet Broadcast, cuz it's a really strange diet we're all on, dietitians. We don't know what we're going to talk about or what you're going to get a dose of every time you decide to listen to the episode. It's just a diet of strange stuff. So it's the Strange Diet Broadcast. You know, back in the 90s when I was a little kid, anything news-related, media-related, it was like Sports Digest, Golf Digest, you know, like Home Living Digest or some stuff like that. But I couldn't call the show Strange Digest. That's going to make people nauseous. So it became the Strange Diet Broadcast, and that's what we're rolling with now in the year 2015. Kind of weird. We're halfway to 2016. I remember when I was 16 years old, period. So anyways, I created the show because I couldn't find any good shows. It's still hard for me to find the good podcasts. I've told you about the WTF show with Marc Maron, but I think anyone who listens to this show probably already knows about that show. I can't really say it's in the same genre, but that's because I don't agree with gray area. That's pretty much why, because it's kind of similar. But mine's better. Sorry, Mark. I'm sorry, dude. Mine's better. Like, I have way less followers, but mine's better. I don't know how the hell you got famous from your fucking show. It's a good show, but I don't know how people can get famous from this shit. It's not easy. So far, it ain't easy. Maybe because I wasn't doing consistently enough. We'll see if I pick up the pace here. Maybe y'all can get some fame going. But I was thinking, it's like, is that what I want? Not really. I just want money. So how? Like, if anyone wants to just, I don't know, give me some money, that'd be cool. I'll take the money. You can keep the fame. I can't do much with fame. I am not the kind of person who... The thing with fame is, like, once you get famous, like, people start buying in whether it's good or not, you're just famous at that point. So fucking you, people just know about it, so they click it. I would rather get plays from my shit's quality. So, I mean, the fame, that's what I was thinking. I was like, even during my ambitions to be musical, which are still there, and I'm fucking up the volumes again. Damn. Even with that shit, like, I was like, why? Like, this is kind of weak. Like, the music's great, but I'm not even getting famous from it, so what's the point? And then I, like, eventually convinced myself, like, why would you just want the... Well, would you want the fame without quality music? Like... Because that's what happens now. Yes, Iggy Azalea, I'm talking to you. Actually, I kind of like her, but there's other... You know what I'm saying, though? It's like, why would the fame part be as important or more important than the quality part? I'll just take the money. I also want the money fairly soon. I want it fairly soon to go with my tapering good looks. I just had a birthday, too. I just turned 26. Is that crazy? I'm 26. I'm like... I'm in that gray zone. I'm not old yet, but I'm definitely not, like, young. I don't know. I definitely don't feel young. From a numbers perspective, I'm pretty much young. You want to know a little bit more about gray zone? How's this for some gray zone? Someone just this blatant disregard for, like, you know, this basically for language, the event I'm about to describe is just a complete blatant disregard for language, a complete blatant disregard for the respect of the words I chose, a disregard for common sense, kind of. And it was kind of like what I'm about to describe was like, I can't think of the word, but like self-disrespectful when this happened. I am at work, and I think we all know now, all the dietitians, I cook for a living. I dump stuff in pools of oil, fry them up, and serve them. That's what I do. But in the life of a cook, you need a couple more tools than just pools of oil to fry stuff in. And one of the tools I use is a spoon. So, unfortunately, the spoons aren't necessarily in the vicinity of my body to where I can grab them without help, and I needed a spoon. So I noticed there was what I thought to be a lovely person standing near the spoons, and I was like, you know what? I'm sure I can count on this person to give me a spoon. So, excuse me, so-and-so. Would you give me a spoon, please, since you're standing right there? And she handed me 3 spoons. I was disturbed, would be the word. I was actually disturbed. So many things went through my mind at that moment. I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to continue working. That's what happened. I tried to keep the comment out of the gray zone. That comment was not in the gray zone, and she just grabbed my hand, and we both jumped into the gray zone together because she gave me 3 spoons. I did not ask for 3 spoons. I did not want 3 spoons. I did not need 3 spoons. Which is why I used the word, can I have a spoon, please? Would you mind grabbing me a spoon? I mean, and then I got 3 spoons. I felt mildly disrespected, but more than that, I felt embarrassed for her and her future kids. Because that kind of mental pathway you got to take to hand somebody 3 spoons when they just need one, that nobody, I don't want that reproduced. I don't want duplicates of that sort of mental pathway. I just needed a spoon. There I was with three spoons, two of which were just in my way now. I almost lost it, dietitians. Can you imagine, like, the frustration when that happens? And then you got to continue to work. You got to continue to work. That stayed in my mind, obviously, all day. I mean, how do you move on from that? How do you move on from a traumatizing event like that? When you just realize the world is fucking doomed. Because people dishonor language. That's one thing that was dishonored. People dishonor like sharp thinking. Like, what the fuck is that? I needed a spoon, not three spoons. So there was a complete lack of understanding of what what it's like to be a cook on her part, because I mean, I don't give her extra fucking plates. Like, when I cook something, I cook the amount I'm supposed to cook. I don't cook extra shit and then just say, oh, you know what, here's three of them. I was just truly amazed at that. And then I was saddened. I was disturbed, like I said, and I was embarrassed for humanity at that point. All in the matter of about 10 seconds, all those emotions and feelings took place in my brain. And I kind of wonder what my brain looks like on the inside. Because if smokers get trashed lungs from abusing them, what happens to your brain when it gets abused? You know, I don't know. I don't necessarily hope to find out, but I think I grew a blister in my brain after that, because that was fucked up, okay? I hope that never happens to any of the dietitians in their lifetime. I was stuck. I had to continue working after that. You know what? My muscles were flexed after that. That's scary, right? I can get set off from a couple spoons. You know, it took some time. I finally got over it. I forgot about it for like 2 weeks, but every time I see something or hear something dumb, I think of the spoon incident. I can't, it's messed up, dietitians. I can't talk to the girl the same way. Like, not that there's anything there, but like, I'm still polite and stuff, but now, like, I don't even want to, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to have a conversation with her. I don't care what she's up to. I don't care if she tells me about her weekend. I don't care if she, you know, I don't care about her because of that. I just know the mental pathway that was taken to give me three spoons, you know. How am I more clear than that? Do I need to wear a shirt that says everything I say, I mean? I mean, I don't want three spoons. I just needed one spoon, you guys. I need a career in radio. If I have to deal with other people for work much longer, I don't know what's going to happen. If I have to rely on other people's intelligence to efficiently manage my job, then it's all over. I might as well stop now. I might as well just start living in the sewer now, because that's where it's headed. You know what? Society is going to make me a sewer person. It's not going to be my fault. We're not going to just label it my inability to adapt to society. It's going to be, no, the society is the problem. Why can't we just be smart? Why can't we just be smart? Please. And I need a career in radio because a career in radio, I have to be smart. That's it. Just me. I'm the one that needs to be smart. If my show's going to be good, it's going to be because I'm good. It's not going to be because the guy in Studio B3 is good, and he, you know, we talk at the lunch table, he's not going to make my show successful. Right now, I'm a cook, and it's such a team game. The restaurant world is such a team game. My teammates aren't smart, okay? I halfway regret saying that because some of the people from work might hear this and then they'll probably hate me. But I hope I don't get fired. I would rather just continue to fry food for these people who are incapable of realizing that my mind contains more information than the food being fried. Dietitians, I love y'all. I think the show is coming to a close right now. I've really said just about everything I wanted to say in this episode. I really had to tell y'all about the gray zone because the gray zone is the end. Stay out of the gray zone. It's the end, okay? Take my word for it. This is really screwed up. I know I forgot something, though. I don't know what I had forgotten to mention. Whatever it was is now forever in the gray zone. The gray zone is the end, dietitians. Really, though, for all realness, like, I love this show, and I'm obviously enamored with all the dietitians out there, so the shows are going to keep coming, so make sure you check back in a week, and we can figure out what kind of mischief we're going to get into in a week on the show. Maybe, you know what I think I'll do next week? I think I'm just going to go down my Facebook timeline and just give some commentary on every single post I get. If you really want to know what's going on in my mind, I should just have a Strange Diet broadcast dedicated to the thoughts I get when I read my fucking Facebook posts. Check back in a week. Maybe that's what we're going to get. Down, down, out.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangediatfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and in writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.